Have you heard the one about the two famous people put in a closet? The second one not knowing the first was there, who had not met, although both had wanted to. My son told me about it. The first man spoke quietly to the second, so as not to alarm him, just to let him know he was there. And then the first one's bodyguard interrupted and ordered him out, about which my son said, there they were, two powerful people, rendered powerless to do what they wanted to do because they didn't know what was going on. And that struck me as being so profound. The flip to Shakespeare's all difficulties are but easy when they are known sums up our dilemma for millennia. If we don't know what's going on, we're at the mercy of those who claim to. The Trump tool of power in the hands of the power guys comes to mind. This is stunning to me, that any would want to keep others ignorant so they could pretend superiority. I was feeling so appalled at the thought when I was recalled to see that that's what power means. Power means keep your power. And we're all caught up under class in that training. We're all taught it and do it. Any of us assigned false authority and power removes any non-conforming actors, as we read from our good three. Notice the contrast with love, with Paul, with Prince, who want everyone to be big. Equally stunning to me that power rules by keeping us from thinking, because I was a person who thought she thought. They get us to think we think by giving us puzzles and games and constructed mysteries to solve, all orchestrated by them. Messes to straighten, patterns to find in all the confusion, so we may strut our intelligence and be petted for it. Busy work to keep the children occupied, while the grown-ups grind us all in the earth down, so they may kick the dust and glory in their triumph. We are considering today, and will continue to do so in subsequent shows, that our first step in that three-part summary of Paul's decommissioning strategy, understand what happened, and see our April 1st, 2018 show for that discussion. Prince addresses the need to re-experience the infinite. The three steps being understand what happened, see your goodness, and do your best to let love live in the world can be a long one. Although actually, depending on where we are when we start, they all could be. But however long, the important thing is that our feet have finally found the way of love. One love, the perfect will of God, which, recall, in recent shows we've learned from Paul, we've been guided to by means of the law of love needed to realize it, the covenants conveyed to us by those chosen to be prophets, covenants reconceived and reconveyed, updated as the infinite all sees what is needed. And the power of Prince's update in providing us with the only true alternative to the system of class, which is necessarily fascist, we'll be discussing today.